Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Biden administration has launched a signature foreign policy initiative aimed at increasing economic involvement across Southeast Asia. And the initiative is called the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity. According to the initial declaration issued by the participating countries, it intends to advance resilience, sustainability, inclusiveness, economic growth, fairness, and competitiveness for all economies. And through the initiative, they aim to contribute to cooperation, stability, prosperity, development, and peace within the region. The U.S. Wheat Associates says, unlike a free trade agreement, this initiative has no plans for addressing tariffs, instead featuring four pillars that individual countries can choose to opt in or opt out of. And those pillars include trade, supply chains, clean energy, decarbonization and infrastructure, as well as tax and anti-corruption. Now, the initial countries agreeing to launch the discussions include key U.S. wheat markets like Japan, the Philippines, Korea, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Malaysia. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.